Vedas are the most ancient religious scriptures of Hinduism. They are apurushaya, which means that they have not been created by any human. These Vedas appear in front of our sages and then they compile them. As we all know, there are a total of four Vedas, namely Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sam Veda and Athar Veda. But initially, there were only three Vedas. Athar Veda was not a part of this set. Only afterwards, it got included into the list. But how did that happen? Well, our Puranas include an interesting story about Atharva Veda's inclusion. Before we get into the story, there is a small backdrop to it. In another episode, I spoke about the four Sanat Kumaras, namely Sanaka, Sanatana, Sanandana and Sanat Kumara. They are the eldest sons of Lord Brahma, who is the creator of this universe. And these Sanat Kumaras were the knowers of the Vedas. They knew each and every aspect of it. Also, they were very proud of their father because of the fact that he had created the world's greatest and ancient religious scriptures like the Vedas. They considered that the whole knowledge of the entire world is complete in these three books itself. So now, coming back to the story. As I told you before, Vedas are not created by human beings. Rather, they are revealed to them during their mystical musings. By them, I mean the Rishi Munis, the sages. In this manner, there was this sage called Atharva, who was the son of sage Vashishta. Sage Atharva was one amongst the sages who actually saw the Vedas. He wrote down the hymns the moment he started seeing them and the moment they started appearing in front of him. Let me tell you, Vedic mantras are called hymns. They are different from the normal verses and possess divine power. While compiling these hymns, sage Atharva realized that the subject of these hymns were different from the other three. Therefore, they could not be added into any of these three Vedas. At the same time, he realized that these hymns were so powerful that they could be considered as a separate Veda in themselves. Sage Atharva was a devotee of Shiva. He decided to approach Shiva to gain his approval of this new collected knowledge. The same knowledge which he had gathered from the universe in the form of hymns using his divine powers. He went to Shiva and showed his compilation to him. Shiva read the hymns and got highly impressed with the achievement of Sage Atharva. He blessed him and gave him a boon. The boon was that his book of knowledge would be added to the list of Vedas as the fourth Veda and would be called as the Atharva Veda. Satisfied with this blessing, Sage Atharva left. On the other hand, when this news reached the sons of Brahma, which included the Sanat Kumaras, Narada and Daksha, they all protested against this to Shiva. They felt that there was no need for the fourth Veda. They were very furious with him and they argued with him. And they even challenged Shiva's authority to certify the fourth Veda. Shiva got very angry with their egoistic behavior. He decided to teach them a lesson. So thoughtfully, he challenged the sons of Brahma for an open debate, which was popularly called Janana Vivada. Shiva said that if he wins the debate, the sons of Brahma will apologize and they will accept Atharva Veda as the fourth Veda. And if he loses, then he will accept his defeat and Atharva Veda will not be added into the list of Vedas. The challenge was accepted and the debate began. The goddess Saraswati, who is the goddess of knowledge, was appointed as the judge. And so the debate started. As I said earlier, the four Sanat Kumaras were the knowers of Vedas. They shrewdly posed very complicated questions to Shiva. They were very confident of their victory. But Shiva, the supreme deity of wisdom, answered each and every question asked by the Kumaras. The Sanat Kumaras were surprised by the knowledge of Shiva. They were running out of questions, and Shiva was answering the very questions posed to him very efficiently. Soon, the four Sanat Kumaras realized their mistake. They gracefully accepted their defeat and asked for forgiveness. Shiva accepted their apology, and the Atharva Veda was thus added to the list of the Vedas, taking the total to 4.